I'm Jeff Decker, and my wife Daisy and I will be worship leaders this morning in the absence of pastors Cindy and Ben Latimer, as they are away. Prayer cards. There are cards in your pews that you may use to write your prayer concerns, and then later on the children will be around to pick those up. We use those to put your prayer concerns on. This evening at 6 o'clock in this very space, there will be a Tazay service. And if you've not experienced one of those yet, please join us at 6 o'clock here at the church. And it's a very nice service. It's very quiet, and I think everyone would enjoy it. I know Daisy and I get a lot out of them. Next Sunday, we'll be collecting, that's the 19th, we'll be collecting for the food pantry, and we're collecting hand soap. So keep that on your calendars. Hopefully you saw the email that went out, but in case you didn't, our dear friend Harry Kaler passed away last Sunday at the age of 93, and plans for a service to remember and celebrate her life will be announced at a later time. On the altar, worship center, if you will, there's a orchid, and that was Harriet's, and that was brought by the family this past week, and we thought it would be nice to have as part of our worship service this morning. So that's the orchid on the worship center. The next installment of our non-consecutive worship series is entitled 21st Century Faith. Our hope for this series is to thoughtfully and faithfully engage real questions of faith in our current time and in our current place. Next Sunday, we will explore and worship what it means to be human. After worship, we will have a simple meal and presentation from Ryan Wetzel on artificial intelligence. What it means to be human, artificial intelligence. Okay. I'm just taking a moment. next, we have a finance team minute, and Jamie White will lead us in that. And I doubt that finance team minute is not literal.
Today is the day. We announced a month ago that we were in our stewardship drive to get pledges for next year so that we can build the budget in the last month and be ready for you guys to vote in January on the budget. Today is the day. It was supposed to be, your pledges are supposed to be in. Are your pledges in? Large numbers of you have pledged. About two-thirds of last year have pledged, which means about a third of you haven't yet that have pledged in the past. And if you want to pledge and you haven't pledged before, here's the process. You can either go to the Stone Church website and go to the Giving tab and find the pledge place, or back at the little offering table, which is right back there where you came in. Oh, she's gonna point to it right there. There you go, turn around, everybody look. There's a pledge card, you can just do it on paper, and then you put it in a little envelope and put it in the slot in the little offering table right there. And you could have it all done today, and then we'll be done. And we'll be able to build the budget and build, you know, support our ministries and so forth. We still have a little ways to go, so please, join me and help me get ready for the finance team to do their job of building the budget. Thanks a lot. That was a minute.
Thank you, Jamie, for sharing. Our guest speaker this morning is Tracy Ravenstein. And if you haven't met her already, please do so after the service. Tracy is Executive Director of Mission Advancement for the Church of the Brethren. She works from her home in Enola, PA. That office works at interpreting and educating individuals and congregations on the missions and ministries of the denomination, the Church of the Brethren. It's one thing. They also foster and nurture relationships and encourage financial support of those ministries. Tracy is an ordained minister who worships at the Mechanicsburg Church of the Brethren. Part of her work is to be a liaison between congregations and the general office. A lot of her work involves traveling across the denomination and meeting and worshiping with congregations as she shares information about the missions and ministries that we do together as the Church of the Brethren. So Tracy, we welcome you and we look forward to your lesson this morning. During the call to worship, you may want to have your hymnal handy because it is not only responsive, but it involves music as well. So you'll want to have your hymnal there. The sermon text that Tracy will be preaching from this morning is from Deuteronomy 14, and it provides a blueprint, if you will, for connecting with God. Very important thing. May today's worship bulletin and this worship service provide a blueprint for ways we can connect with God today. Now, if you, we have a prelude. Please take a moment and enjoy that and help us to focus in on the worship service. Thank you. Thank you. As we join in the call to worship together, please rise in body or in spirit. We gather once again to remember all that we have and all we are is a gift from God. It is an act of faith to remember that investing in each other is part of how we live as followers of Christ. Together we become more than what we are alone. To remember that to everything, there is a time and season, and we can allow ourselves to be fully present. Shared, and so we practice giving it.
Reading this morning is from Deuteronomy chapter 14. Be sure to set aside a tenth of all that your fields produce each year. Eat the tithe of your grain, new wine and olive oil, and the firstborn of your herds and flocks in the presence of the Lord your God, at the place he will choose as a dwelling for his name, so that you may learn to revere the Lord your God always. But if that place is too distant, and you have been blessed by the Lord your God, and cannot carry your tithe, because the place where the Lord will choose to put his name is so far away, then exchange your tithe for silver, and take the silver with you, and go to the place the Lord your God will choose. Use the silver to buy whatever you like, cattle, sheep, wine or other fermented drink, or anything you wish. Then you and your household shall eat there in the presence of the Lord your God and rejoice. And do not neglect the Levites living in your towns, for they have no allotment or inheritance of their own. At the end of every 3 years, bring all the tithes of that year's produce and store it in your towns so that the Levites, who have no allotment or inheritance of their own, and the foreigners, and the fatherless, and the widows who live in your towns may come and eat and be satisfied, and so that the Lord your God may bless you in all the works of your hands.
Here among us to come on up for a story. I'm not sure how many of those we have today, but if you folks... Sally may be the only one. If you folks want to hold up your prayer cards, she'll go around and collect them. Okay. Well, I kind of had my choice for a book today, which Marty put a bunch of faith in me in that, because that could be dangerous. It's not War and Peace. But this was one I happened to find at the library a couple months ago, and it's called This Story Is Not About a Kitten. And it's really a cute one, and it's one that I thought really fits with stewardship, because one of the things that's been emphasized with all the discussion of stewardship lately is that it's not just about money. It's not just about giving funds. Money's important. Money, you know, helps keep the lights on, but also about the time. And if you think about it, all the time that people put into all the different things that happen for each Sunday to have a service, whether it's folks in the nursery or it's folks playing the music or whatever it might be, folks doing the audiovisual and everything, time matters a lot. Small things matter a lot. And this book is kind of about that. And unfortunately, we don't have a camera, so I can't show you the pictures. This story is not about a kitten. A kitten, hungry and dirty, scared and alone, meowing sadly, needing a home. This story is not about the dog, who stopped when it heard the kitten, hungry and dirty, scared and alone, meowing sadly, needing a home. This story is not about the dog's people who listened, or the dog who stopped when it heard the kitten, hungry and dirty, scared and alone, meowing sadly, needing a home. This story is not about the woman who held the dog, or the dog's people who listened, or the dog who stopped when it heard the kitten, hungry and dirty, scared and alone, meowing sadly, needing a home. This story is not about the twins who brought a box, or the woman who held the dog for the dog's people who listened, or the dog who stopped when it heard the kitten, hungry and dirty, scared and alone, meowing sadly, needing a home. This story is not about the man drinking tea, who offered some milk, or the twins who brought a box, or the woman who held the dog who stopped, or the dog's people who listened, and quietly, carefully coaxed the kitten, who clawed and hissed and fought a big fight until, I don't know if you can see that there, that's the kitten scared at the bottom of the box. We'll call her Amber, everyone agreed, but who could take her home? The landlord says no pets. We're moving. I'm allergic. Could we? This story is not about the child who asked, could we? Or the man who offered some milk? Or the twins who brought a box? Or the woman who held the dog? For the dog's people who listened? Or the dog who stopped when it heard the kitten? Now full-bellied and clean, no longer alone, purring happily, home. This story is about the stopping and listening, the holding and bringing, the offering and asking, and working together it takes, sometimes, to get there. The end. And we'll wrap with a quick prayer, so you ready? Lord, help us remember, that small things, can make big differences. Amen.
Amanda Helfrick. I am the new chair of the finance team. I have only been a member of the finance team for less than a year and chair much less than that. But in that time, I have come to discover that the work of the finance team isn't all crunching numbers and poring over budgets, although that is one of my favorite pieces. It is also building community through caring for each other and the church's needs. Stewarding and caring for the finances of the church is the central task of this team. And because of the church's generosity, we have been able, as a community, to give to the faith development and nurture of the younger among us by paying for them to attend Camp Blue Diamond, National Youth Conference, and National Junior High Conference, which I can tell you from firsthand experience makes a huge difference on both ends of the spectrum. We also have been able, as a community, to open up our kitchen and building back up with much needed repairs and improvements to groups who use it for fellowship, growth, and learning. We have also done a ton of giving beyond the budget, and that allows us to expand our generosity. And in time, those practices of generosity help us to be more readily generous with our time and gifts as well. The hope of the finance team is that through stewarding our community's money, we also support and nurture the work and passions of all the different teams and individuals within. Beyond the Excel spreadsheets, beyond the offering plate, we discover the passion in this community for each other and the multitude of ministries present there. And when that passion meets our financial generosity, I believe that is when our community truly thrives.
Let not conscience
let us continue in prayer as we gather together, a praying community supporting each other and turning to you, God, to feel your embrace, your comfort. We are so glad to not be alone. We are grateful that Steve's daughter Heather is better after treatment for a bacterial infection. God, continue to bless Heather. Let us pray a prayer of thanksgiving to those who help make this sanctuary the blessed space it is, and to those who fill this sanctuary with praise and glory through instrument and voice. And we are sad, too. We pray for the family and many friends as we share the loss of Harriet Kaler. Harriet's passing is big to us, God. Please comfort us and be with her family as they journey ahead. And today, we also grieve with Jeff and family. Jeff's grandmother